Please be seated. When I was younger, my parents, like any parents do, tried to expose me to as many hobbies and experiences as possible. Sometimes these experiences did not go so well. My father really enjoyed fishing, and he thought I might too. When I was about 10 years old, we went deep sea fishing. The fancy boat, the beautiful sea, and a time to spend with my father. I was so excited for the day ahead. We all loaded up on the boat and sailed out. Unfortunately, at that time, both myself and my father had no idea what the day had in store for us. It was finally time to fish. Everyone found their spot on the boat, casted their lines, and then the waiting happened. And I was absolutely miserable. Why were the fish not biting? And why was it taking so long? You would have thought that this would have been the worst for my father on that day, having his impatient 10-year-old daughter bugging him constantly while trying to relax. Well, then the fish started to bite, and I quickly realized we were keeping the fish. The tears started pouring. Crying for the rest of the trip, I begged my father, after each fish he caught, to put it back into the water. I am sure this is not the kind of father-daughter bonding time he had in mind when planning this adventure. And let's just say I had not been fishing since. Now, the gospel today talks about Peter and the disciples going fishing. Every time I hear a passage in the Bible about fishing, I remember my own experiences. I do not believe there were any tears from the disciples from catching a fish, but I can imagine on this particular trip that they had their patience tested, just as I had while waiting. They fished through the night, and yet they caught nothing. And I'm not sure about you, but I would have probably given up in just a few hours. Their patience were impeccable, just waiting. And then that morning, a man whom they did not recognize appears to them, asking if they've caught anything. When they say no, this man tells them to cast their net to the right side of the boat. Instead of being annoyed by the stranger, they listen to what he says. They throw their net out to the right side, and immediately their net fills up. It is so difficult to pull back in. It is at this time one of them realizes it is Jesus who stands before them on the shore. When Peter realizes, he becomes overjoyed, quickly throwing on some clothes and rushing out towards Jesus. They all gather around a fire on the beach for breakfast. This time that is shared between the disciples and Jesus, and this meal, though consisting of fish and lacking wine, is a Eucharistic event. It is through this breaking of the bread that they are reminded of what they were called to do. Jesus questions Peter three times, saying, "Do you love me?" And following each of Peter's responses, Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." Their time spent together almost seems wrapped up with a nice little bow, because Jesus says, "Peter, follow me." It is those two words that we are left to listen to. It is in the same way, just as Peter, we are reminded through Eucharist our call to serve the Lord. Often in our lives, we get stuck in routine, rushing from one place to another, getting mad at that car in front of us, not going those 5 extra miles over the speed limit that we know we can get away with, and losing our patience with a loved one over something so silly and simple because our head is just somewhere else. I know I fall victim to all of these mistakes, but the most beautiful thing is each Sunday, we all come together in different places in our lives, and those things before do not matter. We break bread together during Holy Eucharist, just as Jesus, Peter, and the disciples early that morning on the beach. It is during this time we are reminded, individually and as a community, what we are called to do. We receive the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ, and we receive forgiveness and the renewal needed to serve others. Now back to just one more fishing story. Ironically enough, I've been fishing once since the previous story. A week ago, our St. Mary's youth group went fishing at Forest Hill Park as one of our many future events for our new fishing club. To be honest, I never thought in a million years I would be organizing a fishing club. And yet, here I am. But one thing that I learned that afternoon was the peace that fishing brought the boys here. They would cast their line and wait. And once they caught something, they took a moment to relish in the joy before releasing and moving to a new spot. Though personally, I felt impatient after each cast, waiting for a fish to bite, it seemed that they found a sense of renewal through this process. As I read the gospel for today, I was reminded of our youth's comfort by waiting by the water. And I thought of our busy society today, how oftentimes we are lacking a sense of joy in the process of waiting. Like our youth of St. Mary's, like the disciples waiting for the fish, we too can be found waiting for what is next in our lives. But I wonder, what if we took a second to throw our net to the right side of the boat? What if we stopped to listen to the stranger as Peter did? To truly listen to what they are saying? What would be revealed to us? What would this look like? What would our community show us as a need? As you walk up to the altar today to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, think about your net and how you can fill it. Leaving today, we are asked to go out into this world as Christians, to love and to serve one another. Following the call of Jesus means to put our nets back in one more time, even if we are too tired, or too busy, or just frustrated. It is our call by Jesus to feed his sheep.